everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of The Idea Lab with me, Gary Fox. This is the Entrepreneur Experiment podcast, and this is our Monday version, The Idea Lab. This is our last ever Idea Lab for the season. That season absolutely flew by. We'll be back again in a couple of weeks with season 9. But first, we have one more guest. We've one more guest this Thursday. So we're chatting to Roseanne Longmore, the CEO and co-founder of Coreflow. I make a bold prediction on Thursday's episode. I'll give you a sneak peek now. This company is going to be worth hundreds of millions, if not billions of euro in the coming years. They are building the world's first accurate breastfeeding monitor. It is an incredible piece of kit. They're an incredible company and it's an incredible interview. Tune in Thursday for that one. Today, we're going to look back at the 9 guests we've had on the season so far. I pull out the 9 lessons I've learned from them. First off, I want to get some feedback from you on season 8. What did you like? What did you not like? What do you want to see more of, less of? And I genuinely mean that. I genuinely want you to get in touch with me and give me feedback so we can improve season 9 and keep growing the pod together. Get in touch with me however way you want. Email, so it's gary@mrgaryfox.com, or on any social media, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, wherever you like. Email is probably the easiest, gary@mrgaryfox.com, so that's mrgaryfox.com. First, I want to say a quick thank you to my sponsor, Sage. If you join Sage right now, you get 3 months free. Here's a little bit more info. Keeping on top of your finances is key for every small business. That is why I'm proud to partner with Sage for this season of the pod. Sage is the trusted global provider of finance, HR, and payroll software to small and medium businesses just like me and you all across the globe. To learn more about Sage, go to sage.com or click the link in the pod description. So lesson one, we kicked off the season strong with John Phelan, the head of HBAN. He taught us all about investing and specifically angel investing. And the number one lesson I got from John was how accessible it is to become an investor. So the average investment in the EU is much, much, much lower than I thought it was. So it just broke down the mystique of angel investing. I think I got a lot of feedback off people going, you know what? That was a brilliant episode because it broke down what's really kind of a complex and kind of a seemingly untouchable subject. We think investors, these billionaires with huge amounts of money to deploy, when in reality, it's much more accessible. Here's John to give us a quick idea.
It's actually the average investment in the EU is about 23,000 euros per angel. And the average investment in the US is about $20,000.
Kieran Mulligan was our second guest. Kieran is the former CEO and founder of Blue Insurance, which he sold. And he's now an investor and entrepreneur and adventurer. What a cool title. From Kieran, I learned embracing change has to be at the forefront of your mind as an entrepreneur. You can never settle. You can never stop and think, we've met it. We can never stop and look back and go, okay, we're at the top here, because you're not at the top. You might think you are, but you're not. And when you're at the top, if you don't start innovating, if you don't start moving, you're going to soon start the decline. Even if you're at the bottom, now is the time to embrace change. The last 2 years, 3 years have been nothing but change. So Kieran's episode really spoke to me at the right time. Here's Kieran to give us a little bit more insight.
You just constantly have to look at see is what's going to damage you and what can you make money out of by these opportunities or negatively or whatever. Or even if business is booming, how can I increase it? How can I get more margin? How can I, you know, make it better all the time? So don't be afraid of change. That'll be the big thing I tell people. You know, always look at expanding, look at growing the business and adapting to how technology is changing and how the world is changing, you know.
Episode 3 was Mary McKenna, the founder of Tour America. I really enjoyed this episode. It was really fun. Mary taught me that riches are in the niches, as they say. This shows the importance of being a specialist. Being niche is sometimes thrown around as a bad thing, when in reality, the very best companies are in niches. They might be big niches, but they are niches. It allows you, especially as an early stage entrepreneur, being in a niche, it allows you to identify exactly who you're targeting. Who are your customer? What do they look like? Where do they live? What do they do on a Tuesday at 3 o'clock? Being able to describe all these things is actually a good thing. It means you can then target that customer, find them, target them, and cater to them. So being an expert is actually a massive advantage. Here's Mary to give us the details. Talk to me about the value of being in a niche.
Yeah, well, look, there are many times that it's very easy to think, oh, we should sell everything else. But what we decided to do is we'll make ourselves unique niche. So nobody else knows North America like us. We know it inside out. Nobody else knows cruises like us. So we have two major products and we know it so well, and we have contacts in different. You can't do that with the whole world. So what we've done is that we've become masters in these destinations.
Next up, we had Paul Connell. We had an absolute laugh on this episode. It was great crack. He is the founder and CEO of Pure Telecom. This taught me about the value of a leap of faith. Sometimes after you've been in business a while, you kind of forget how hard it is to start, and that as you develop in business, you look for certainties. Not certainties, but you look for de-risking and de-leveraging risk. And it's a smart strategy. You know, you want to, as you grow your business, you want to have as many options as possible so that you have an option A, B, and C. So that, you know, if that doesn't work, you can do B and C. One thing doesn't bring down the house. But that does sometimes make you forget that at the start, it's a pure leap of faith. It is nothing but, you know, build it and they will come. Stop waiting for the perfect time. This just spoke to me on so many levels. Stop waiting for the perfect time to do everything. Start re-embracing that spirit of being an early stage entrepreneur.
We had the knowledge. It was just the balls to do it. And in a lot of cases, and you interview a lot of people about setting up their own businesses, all of them will tell you it's a leap of faith. You have to have the ability to take the chance.
Lisa from Spotlight Oral Care was a huge episode for us. That was a guest that was on my list for a very long time to chat to, and I enjoyed this episode so much. Lisa taught me the importance of self-awareness as an entrepreneur and a business owner. Understand what your product does. Understand what it means to people and what it doesn't mean to people. Lisa taught me the value of not reinventing the wheel. So surf the wave. Stop trying to create the wave. Surf the wave. It's much easier to paddle in on a wave than it is to keep paddling out, trying to get the wave. Surf the wave that's already there. She taught us the importance of knowing exactly where your product sits. Be the best product you can be in the market, but know exactly what you're dealing with.
You know, I always think also that like oral care is not exactly, it's not like skincare or beauty where people want to try 50 types of mascara. They want to try. People don't want to try 50 types of toothpaste. They really don't. And so for us, it's about creating the best product, the best experience. Like, it's so challenging because people are not going to dilly-dally in the oral care aisle.
Next, chatted to Sharon Keegan, CEO and founder of Peachy Lean. This was an incredibly important episode for me personally as well. We had a lot of shared experiences and a lot of shared things, both good and bad. And Sharon reinstilled the importance of self-belief. Be yourself. Be absolutely yourself at all times, the good and the bad. Don't let that be a hindrance to stopping you doing things. You are who you are. Use that to create a unique product, a unique offering, and just have no fear. What is the worst that can happen? Sharon said it a couple of times during the pod, and it's so true. What is the worst that can happen? The worst decision is indecision. That is one of the things I keep reminding myself all the time, because sometimes procrastination can creep in. You're trying to, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, you're trying to de-risk, you're trying to do this safely, especially after the last couple of years. Fear has been everywhere for the last couple of years. It's all we've been surrounded by. Oh, be careful, the numbers, don't go this, don't do that. The importance of self-belief. Be yourself.
If there's any entrepreneur listening here tonight and they're thinking, oh, but I have this idea, but there's so many people doing it. It doesn't matter. Like, there are thousands and thousands of people selling gymware in Ireland right now, in Ireland alone. Like, you know, and that doesn't bother me because there's billions and billions of people in the world. You have to just believe in what you're doing and how you're doing it. And when other people say to you like, oh, but sure, they sell them in pennies and they sell them in dons, and you just have to just let it all go over the head and just literally stick with your true and core belief.
Next, spoke to John Tui, the founder of Parcel Motel and Nightline, and now he's back with a new venture called Oopod. John taught me the value of watching trends. And this caught me by surprise, because when you think of Nightline and Parcel Motel, you think of logistics business, you think of something that's quite well established, but I was just blown away by how much John focused on what was coming next. And if you listen back to all my episodes over the last couple of years, you'll see every entrepreneur shares a couple of key characteristics. Everybody asks me, oh, what are the main things you've learned? I've learned absolutely tons. And I'm mainly doing this episode just to recap myself what I've learned over the last 9 weeks. But nearly every single entrepreneur is a constant watcher of what is coming. They study history to see what's come behind us, and they study the future to see what is coming down the line. But what I noticed with John was he didn't just study what was coming. He acted on it almost immediately. He would learn something new and implement it almost within days or weeks into his business, which was at the time massive businesses. And again, as you say, traditional businesses that you would think it would be difficult to innovate in. And it just shows that there's no excuse for lacking innovation or stopping keeping your business fresh.
It's about spotting the trend and going with it as much as you can. And at a number of conferences and trade shows and so on, I would have done some keynotes at the time. And I remember, you know, talking about that whole piece about innovation and having to think about innovating the next stage of your business, because markets never stay the same. Consumer behavior never stays the same. Different generations are coming through with different tastes and different attitudes. So you really need to be thinking about, if your business is successful now, that's great, but you can't sit back on that. You've got to take that time and look out the window and say, okay, what's happening next?
A rising star this season was Kevin Murphy, the founder of To Go Cup. Kevin taught me theories don't make businesses, realities do. So you can have all the best theories in the world. You can be the best entrepreneur on paper. You can have all these theories about how things work and how great industries should be built and how great businesses should be built. They don't make businesses. Realities do. Being able to embrace reality and go, well, that's not how I'd like it to be, but that is exactly how it is in the market. You know, people will have different ways of interacting with your market and interacting with your product. And you have to be able to be honest with yourself. And like Lisa said, you have to know where your product sits. Here's Kevin.
Their theory is fantastic. We'll all buy one of these. We'll carry it around every day. I'll wash it every evening. I'll use it 3-4 times a day, hopefully. But the reality is society's lazy and convenience will always trump that.
And my guest last week was Peggy Crowley, the founder and CEO of Ground Wellbeing. Peggy taught me there's no perfect time. The time is now. The time to get going is right now. There is no perfect time to start your business. The time can be brought about for many different reasons. It can be out of necessity. A lot of people started businesses during COVID or tweaked what their businesses were. They didn't have all this time to sit down and think about it and craft the perfect business plan and go do this and go do that. They had to put food on the table. It's as simple as that. And often entrepreneurship is glamorized. Oh, it's such a cool, sexy thing to be your own boss. It's the best job in the world. I'd never do a different job ever, but damn, it's hard sometimes. And that is often forgotten in all the glamour. I try to keep it very, very honest on this pod. We always have a bias towards positivity and proactivity here. This is what I always view this pod through that lens. And I make sure that things are real, but also kept on a positive slant. But you can also sometimes be overly positive, that toxic positivity. You have to be real. Being an entrepreneur at the end of the day is about pursuing your passion, but it's also about making a living for yourself. So Peggy told me there's no perfect time. The time to act is right now.
5 years ago, I would have been too nervous of people begrudging me for coming forward on this or not supporting it or thinking, who does she think she is? Whereas between COVID happening and knowing that this was a now or never moment and put food on the table situation and put all our life's savings and borrowing from my mother and my brother, the Irish support of strangers, like complete and utter strangers who would have read about it in the Examiner on a Saturday morning and come into the counter on a Saturday afternoon and stocked their hands up and said, fair play to you, girl.
So that's it. They're the 9 lessons I took from season 8 of the podcast. When you finish listening to this, take a couple of minutes, look back, and think about what you've learned over the last 9 weeks of the pod. Maybe you only started listening today. Who knows? But go and impact your business and take some action based on what we've learned over the last 9 weeks. I will see you back here on Thursday.